two meets for you on Tuesday, Thursday. And, boy, that Tuesday meet, Coach, at Bankelman, Dundee County Stratton Invite. I know they wanted to get that baby in and not have it canceled, but that was the coldest meet I've ever been to in my life. That was a cold son of a gun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was trying to think back and to kind of my meets, and I'm pretty sure that's probably the coldest that I've been a part of, and the wind definitely didn't help. Looking at the weather forecast beforehand, I thought it was going to be maybe a little bit nicer than it ended up being, but yeah, pretty tough meet weather-wise, for sure.
All things considering, though, kids went out and competed. Your team and the rest of the kids went out, and well, you even had some PRs that day on a day like that, which is good to see.
Yeah, definitely. That could have been an opportunity where kids kind of use that as an excuse and didn't perform, but I thought we went out and performed really well. I'm very proud of how our kids went out and competed in really, really tough conditions.
Had a chance to see some teams you don't see, the Perkins County and teams like that, which, boy, they've got some talent this year, don't they?
Yeah, we were able to see Perkins County and then Sutherland, and, you know, both squads, yeah, they've got some really good, especially sprinters, in some of those field events. So some really, really tough competition. But it's good to see some of those schools we don't get to see any other time.
I know the Don Stein Invite at Cambridge the other day was windy and cool, but, boy, that felt like summer compared to on Tuesday. I mean, it was still chilly, but it felt a lot better, didn't it?
Yeah, a little little chilly in the morning, but not having that wind definitely helped and, kind of warmed up pretty good throughout the day. And I think we came home with a few sunburns. So, comparing to DCS, much, much better weather. And I think this next week's going to be pretty solid weather-wise, but, I'm hoping it's not too much of a shift going from, 30s and 40s to 90s. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's going to be sunscreen weather for a lot of folks. If boy, you don't wear it, you're going to get burned in a hurry, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
I know we always talk about having to change your school record board, and there was a couple of instances, especially on Thursday, and I think maybe more Thursday than Tuesday, where some kids stepped up with some PRs and some big marks, didn't they, in times?
Yeah, we've had to change it a few times already, which has been really good. But on Thursday, Kiana Martin broke our school record in the shot put by over a foot, which is pretty impressive. So really proud of how she's competed there. I know that's something she's been trying to get to. She's already had her discus record this year, so really pleased with how she's thrown in the shot put and the discus. And then had to adjust our high jump board as well. Peyton Truxo moves up to number 3 with a jump of 5-1. I know she's been aiming for that for a while as well, and that hard work has paid off for her.
Yep, that was a high jump. Of course, you got McNair there from Chase County. He's really tough. And Bowes from Southern Valley didn't compete that day, but otherwise, that's a good field of jumpers over there.
Yeah, it's pretty deep too. 17, and most of them, there's probably 13 that were up there in height. So really competitive field, especially with McNair. Anytime Chase County's there, and they had, I think, 3 pretty solid high jumpers there, so definitely a competitive field, and really proud how Peyton went out and competed. And then even Caitlin Adams PR'd in the high jump as well, and she was really, really close to getting 4.9, which would have medaled as well. So I thought our high jumpers did a great job.
And even on the track, especially on Thursday, you had some individuals and then some relays cut some time too, didn't you?
We did. 4x1 ran about what we had been doing against a really tough field for the boys, and then our boys 4x8 ran our season, I think just right at our season mark. They can definitely cut quite a few seconds off of that. I think they'll be under 9 here pretty soon. And the boys 4x4 cut 5 seconds off, which was phenomenal, and I there's even time to be cut there. So very, very pleased with how those three have competed, those three relays. And then on the girls' side, the girls 4x8, kind of the first time they've ran all together this year, and they got under 12 minutes, which is a pretty good mark to start off, to give them something to build off of. And then our 4x1, I think, really close to our season record as well. So definitely some good things there in the relays.
And in the individual events, you had I know those hurdlers, just to throw out an event there. Hurdlers continue to cut some time, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. Cole Barnett cut about a second, I think. Got down in the 42s, and he's approaching our school record there. So it'll be good to see how he goes out and competes in those 300 hurdles. And then Anastasia Gallegos, I think she got third in the 300s and second in the 100s, right about her season records against a pretty tough hurdle field too. So Our hurdlers definitely went out and competed too.
I know for her, when you look at the charts right now, she Wallace was there and the Flaming Girl. It's, you know, those two are in the same district down the line here. That's your top two right now, competing each other the other day, and that'll be a good, who knows what's going to happen between now and districts, but that's the young lady she's got to shoot out for, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of probably good to see her here early on, so she kind of has a measuring stick, you know, for the rest of the season. But, yeah, it's going to be a pretty good competition watching those two down the road.
You bet. Other events, I know, in the jumps, your jumpers continue to try to improve their marks even more. And I know Thursday was a much better day to jump than it was on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday is going to be pretty tough to jump in that kind of conditions. But Thursday, I thought we did really well. I know Kaylin improved her season record by a couple inches, maybe half a foot. She got in the 15s for the first time. Bryn Lampe went and did triple jump, I think, for her first meet. And so she got a pretty solid PR, place to start. And then Hunter Cunningham and Trenton Williams both performed really well in the long jump. Trenton with a PR, and I think he was behind the board on that, so he's got probably another foot in there, I think, for sure. And then Hunter Cunningham went out and got second with I think his second time over 20 foot this year. So that's a, you know, pretty good spot for him. As long as he can be consistent in those 20s, he's going to have a good shot.
Vaulters, both the girls and boys, still climbing up that bar a little bit more?
Yeah, I think both of them are, you know, they're trying to experiment with some new poles and trying to find out which ones work for them. Caden got fourth at 10-6, and I think he's still got, once he fine-tunes his poles, he's going to be up there in the 11-6, 12-foot range. And then Anastasia is still, you know, pretty raw with, you know, it's just a couple meets in under a belt, but she'll continue to get better and improve there as well. I think she also got fourth in the pole vault on Thursday. So vaulters are getting there, and they're going to continue to improve, I think.
This was a big meet, 14 or so teams. I know they added some late, and I tell you, with the Chase Counties and Ogallalas, there's some bigger schools and really good track schools. That's good competition, wasn't it?
That was really good competition, especially Chase County. They're one of the best around. And then, yeah, having Ogallala and some Lexington and Cozad there. So really good competition, and it was, it was maybe tough seeing a bunch of new teams come in and add to that. Made for a really long day, but at the end of the day, it was some really good competition, and I thought our kids went out and competed well.
Now this week coming up, you have one meet on Friday. You're kind of glad you can get back to kind of our normal week. Should have everybody, you know, the FFAs, FBLAs, and stuff like that. Kids, I think they're here and gone. Now you got a kind of a solid week of practice to get ready for a Friday meet, which will be nice, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be really nice having a Friday meet with especially with the kids. They've been gone. You know, there are a couple that were gone for FFA and FBLA and haven't really been to a practice in, you know, a week and a half. So it'll be really beneficial to have some time to get those kids back into shape and also acclimate to the heat. It's probably nice that it's going to be pretty consistent temperature-wise this whole week. So should be able to get a few good practices in, acclimate to the heat a little bit, and go out and compete on Friday.
Med Valley Invite, I think that's 9 schools, so it's not a small meet by no means. 9 schools, you get a chance. You see Brady's one. Boy, the Brady Sprinter, holy smokes. I don't know if you've seen running a 10-6 and a 22-1. Whew, that's smoking on the sprints, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really quick. So they got, I think, a few good, pretty good sprinters. So see another team that we haven't seen before, give us a little more competition that way, and then kind of quite a few other RPAC schools. So should be a pretty solid meet, top to bottom, and see where we're at.
You bet. Season's moving along. It start these meets coming down the stretch here. You'll be talking conference right around the corner, conference district state right around the corner.
Yeah, spring's going by quick. Season's going by quick, and it'll be here before we know it.